back home.
Was my favorite song by ABBA. That is Honey Honey. I don't know if it's my favorite. You're listening to 91.5 WMFO in Medford. This is the Astro Hour. My name is Zach Going with my mom. Other mic mom.
This mic?
Yeah. Or I could turn on either.
No, it doesn't matter. Go. We're good. Well, now, right. Now I don't know which one I'm talking
okay,
to.
Okay, you're talking to the right one now.
Okay.
Yeah. The one physically on your right.
Okay.
Which is also the correct mic.
The correct mic.
Yeah.
Hello.
Hi. What was your favorite part of the programming that went on when you moved me into school?
What was my favorite part of the, well, matriculation?
Yeah. I'm starting to think, I have thoughts about matriculation now.
I don't know other than moving you in for a parent, the process of moving in is a...
Were there other events that you went to?
Were there other events?
I don't know. So there was...
I mean, remind me, because it's crazy to think that I've already forgotten some of this.
I don't really remember either. I knew matriculation.
I remember going to the bookstore.
I mean. there was that lunch, and yes. There was matriculation. I mean, matriculation, I think, is an important, like, beautiful thing, whatever. I think its main purpose is to provide an event in the middle of the day to say, hey, everybody who's not a student here, leave. Like, cool, yeah, great, you're all done. Now get out.
I think it's a little bit of a, it hypes you up. It makes you feel good about where you're going and makes the parents feel good about where you're going. And it is I totally agree. It's a way of saying, now it's time to part ways.
Yeah.
You know?
Did you hear, how early did you get to matriculation my time? Like, did you hear any of the speeches beforehand, before, like, we processed in? Because I didn't really realize that these existed, but when I was walking by,
I mean, I do
yesterday,
believe we sat there the whole time before anything started speaking, yeah. Before you started.
So there were some, I was walking by around, like, lunchtime, so maybe like an hour and a half before matriculation, and there were like a couple hundred parents, like, sitting down, like, sort of waiting, like, probably camping out in spots that were in the shade, which is what I told parents to do all day yesterday, was try to find a cool spot and just stay there for a couple hours. But there were deans and other like administrative and faculty members up there, like, talking about, like, the importance of letting go.
Yeah.
It was very funny. It was absolutely hilarious. And it made me realize, oh yes, this ceremony is literally just meant as a, like, marker of, okay, you need to leave because the rest of the day is blocked off for actual orientation stuff.
Right. I don't remember anything other than the speech by who is no longer the head of admissions. That was when you were...
Yeah, Dean Coffin.
Yeah, and I remember his... And
it was
you
a good
know,
speech because I got a call out. Yeah,
yeah, you got a call out during that speech, yeah. But that's...
Or shout out, not a
shout
call out.
Yeah.
One of those is positive, one of those is negative.
Yeah, shout out, more or less. But also, even before your... I remember being really impressed with his speech, mm-hmm. and stuff, but I don't remember. I mean, I'm sure there were people that talked about the importance of letting go, because
yeah.
That is what...
It's just interesting. But again, this was like before students even processed in, which is the fascinating thing to me. This is like beforehand, this is like super casual almost, but like still on stage talking.
I thought there was music beforehand or something, and then...
It just seemed familiar to me. I don't know. It's just interesting.
Yeah.
So they added a new tradition, I think, last year that I witnessed last night. I didn't watch all of it. Where we had our hall meetings at like 5, and then we had dinner at 6. And then at 7, all the students went back to the quad and sat down. They had gotten rid of like half of the chairs already. They'd gotten rid of all of the parent chairs. It was just like a very straight line of chairs. And like there were a couple speeches by like orientation staff, and then they walked through Baloo, which is that big hall right on the top of the hill.
Right.
They walked through both of the doors of that onto the pres lawn, which is a graduation thing. But
right.
It's like they walked in like the other direction, which is funny.
Oh, that's pretty
cool.
Yeah,
it's pretty cool.
Oh,
but I'm just like,
sorry,
this could have been done during matriculation, and then I'm like, oh no, because matriculation is just to get rid of the parents. I realized.
Maybe. I don't know.
I like it. I like how hardline Tufts is at blocking off things for orientation and saying, no, orientation's more important than this, and this.
And it is.
It is.
It
so
is.
Important.
And again, your sister went to a state school, so there wasn't a lot of this kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
Not a state school in Massachusetts, a state school out of state.
Yeah.
But there wasn't a lot of that kind of events for our parents or anything.
Mm-hmm.
I don't. And if there were... We didn't take part. I don't think there were.
Yeah, I mean, I don't
you
think
didn't
there
come
were that,
fresh,
I don't
you
think there were that many events
year.
For parents
or anything.
at my orientation or this orientation
right.
this year.
Or,
like I don't think they try to have
I mean,
programming
there, like
for
I said,
parents.
There wasn't a lunch. I mean, the lunch.
Oh, that's true.
I will say that Tufts food is very good. The lunches
yeah,
are very
I
nice.
Yeah, I mean, you've seen them on days where...
Yeah,
that's fine.
Okay.
You've seen them on days where they know there are going to be parents
there. Every student
there.
Says that about every school. They put out the good food when the parents
I mean,
come. Every student of every school.
The mac
school,
and cheese is always good.
Again, toured a lot of schools with you, between the two of you. Every student says that about every
yeah. Tufts does a good job at keeping a very comprehensive orientation, but for those of you at home, I'm currently holding the 2018? Yeah, the 2018 orientation guide, and it's massive and super complex. Okay. I spent half an hour with my residents yesterday just going through all of this and saying, here are the things that you need to go to, which was fun.
Did any of them have questions for you about this? Or did they just go with the flow saying, okay, we'll go to this?
Yeah, there were some that have questions. Well, we're going to see when we actually start going to events today. We'll see if any of them skip events. We'll see what happens. There's some events they have to go to. There's some they don't have to go to. We'll see. What was... this is kind of tangential. One of my residents I found out is from Somerville. And I, of course, said that I'm from Medford. The first thing that came out of one of their parents' mouths was, you don't sound like you're from Medford.
Well, that's funny, because if anybody remembers our conversation from like 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago, I take issue with that sounding like you're from Medford.
Oh, that's what I said. I was like, well, my mom sounds like she's from Medford.
Anyways, but back to that.
I almost ended that sentence. When I told it to them, I was like, I almost ended it with kid.
Yeah. You know? But I mean, it's funny that you admitted being, you also said you weren't going to let people know you were a local. I guess you changed your mind.
No, it's impossible not to. Yeah. When we were going around the circle, like doing introductions, like saying, oh, what's your name? What are your pronouns? Where are you from? What's your favorite soup? I just said I was from Massachusetts. And someone immediately called me out on it. And I was like, okay, whatever, I'll tell you.
Somebody, like
one of my residents, was just like, where are you from? And I'm like, okay. And then I said it. I was like, okay, whatever. But I was trying to keep it ambiguous. But that's I don't really care.
Wait, so one of the people on your floor is from Somerville?
Yeah. Although I don't think he doesn't belong to me, actually. He belongs to my coworker.
Nobody belongs to you.
You know what I mean. He's not on my roster. He's on someone else's roster.
What? How many states do you have represented on your floor? Do you know?
Oh, I don't know. Probably like five or six.
I mean.
Probably like six. I'd imagine.
That's a quarter? No. Like a third of your group?
What do you mean?
Of people that I just said your floor.
I have 22 kids.
Six.
Amongst six states. I mean, I don't know. Yeah. There are a lot of Massachusetts. There's always a lot of Massachusetts. A lot of New York. There's always a lot of New York and New Jersey. California. What are the interesting ones? I had a Texas. And I had a Washington.
Cool.
Yeah.
Cool.
I don't know. There's probably some other ones mixed in there
Texas.
Somewhere.
They're going to have to adjust to the winter. We're supposed to have a bad winter.
One of my coworkers is from Iowa, which is cool.
It's cool.
It's heaven.
Yeah.
No, it's Iowa. Yeah. We're going to play a song, and then we're going to talk about something other than Tufts. Yay! I've just been super engrossed in Tufts.
You should be. It's your job this summer.
For the last 10 days. Yeah. I've eat, slept, and breathed Tufts.
Shine your shining bright, give your giving right. Really want- One night in a disco on the outskirts of Frisco, I was cruising with my favorite gang. The place was so boring, filled with out-of-towners touring. I knew that it wasn't my thing. I really wasn't caring, but I felt my eyes staring at a guy who stuck out in the crowd. He had the kind of body that would shame Adonis, and a face that would make any man proud. Oh, what wow, he's the greatest dancer.
Dancer,
oh, what the world,
what have
I
ever seen?
I've never seen.
Oh, what the world.
Would you like to introduce that song, Mom? Do you know the name of that song?
No, I actually don't know the name of that.
He's the Greatest Dancer.
Yes, I did know that.
By Sister Sledge.
That's fine.
I only remember that from The Donkey Show.
Oh,
I think that was the first time I heard it, actually, was The Donkey Show.
That's a good association, The Donkey Show and that.
And before that was Safari Song by Greta Van Fleet, a band introduced to me by my friend Aiden. Shout out to Aiden.
Shout out to Aiden.
Aiden's a good kid. He's not listening. There's a 0% chance.
He's listening, I know.
There's 0% chance he's listening. But then, yeah. When was that Sox game I went to? Was that like a week ago? 2 weeks ago?
Week and a half? I don't even remember now.
I don't remember. Yeah, I think it was the Saturday before last Saturday, or was it the Tuesday before Tuesday? I don't remember. It's been a whirlwind. Everything's been a whirlwind. You're listening to 915 WFMN Medford. This is the Astro Hour. I'm Zach Going. This is my mom, Lisa.
That's me.
That's you. I didn't come up with another topic.
I thought you had another topic.
No, I didn't. I was just talking about school.
Want to talk about the weather? How boring is that?
It's terrible. Hot. It's terrible. I really dislike it. The script to When Harry Met Sally. Do you have thoughts on When Harry Met Sally? I'm just looking at things at my computer.
I really like the movie. I haven't read the script like you just did.
It's good. It's really good. It's like basically the same. Minus there a few things that like Billy Crystal probably ad-libbed.
That's cool.
Yeah. Rob Reiner. Nora Ephron.
Yeah.
I didn't realize this. So, you know how The Post, the movie,
yes.
Spielberg movie,
yes.
is dedicated to Nora Ephron?
Yes.
It's because she worked at the Washington Post.
I knew that.
I didn't know that.
I thought
it was just like Spielberg loves Nora Ephron like everybody else does.
There was also a brief, I wish Jessica could call us or text us, a brief television show about the women that worked at the Post. But I also knew that because I've read books about Nora Ephron a little bit too. I have a couple books at home, I've said that to you. But there was a brief television show that was loosely based on her her time at the Post. And they like were pool reporters or something. Mm-hmm. I can't remember. And women in the Post, you know.
That's interesting.
I'm trying to think. And it might have been, Jessica might tell me. I don't know if it was on Netflix or it was on HBO.
I'm not really familiar with literally any other piece of her work other than When Harry Met Sally. And like, I know she did Sleepless in Seattle.
I honestly don't think any of it's in your wheelhouse of films per se.
But she also seems brilliant to me.
Yeah.
So... Yeah. I want to, and I'm also interested by the fact of like someone who like interned in the Kennedy White House being like, I'm gonna write movies now, you know, doesn't really make sense. Graduated Wellesley,
right? Yes, she did.
Wellesley College, putting out really smart young women.
Right.
Since
she has a sister who's also a writer too, but not famous like her.
I'm trying to think of when Wellesley became a college.
Oh, when Wellesley? Oh.
I wouldn't know this.
No,
probably the mid-1800s, like Tufts. 1853?
You're asking me?
Tufts,
I
think.
You're the one, you're the student.
I'm surprised I can get it down to one digit. I was about to Google Tufts, and instead I Googled 1853. No, I just want
I think it's older than that.
Tufts, no, it's definitely 1852 or 3. It's one of them. No, not the website. Just give me the Wikipedia.
Well, maybe you should talk about something.
1852.
Oh, very
1852.
Good,
yeah. Former name's Tufts College from 1852 to 1954. Our motto is Pax et Lux. Our motto in English is Peace and Light, says Wikipedia. That's great. And our endowment is $1.739 billion. Where's my cut of that?
Peace and Light.
Where's
my
cut of that? Pax et Lux is my favorite. Kosher deli. I like that.
Oh, that's the name of the deli.
Yeah.
Oh, I just
Pax et Lux.
Over by the bookstore.
It's really clever.
It is very clever.
It's really clever. Yeah, Peace and Light, it's cool, whatever. Tufts is fun.
Did you buy all your books?
Yeah, I only had books for one course, actually. That medical anthropology course, I had 5 books for, and then my other courses had no books.
That's cool. Less to carry.
Yeah, less to carry. And less to
clutter your
buy.
Room. Yeah.
So... We were just talking about this because Dad sent me half the cash to buy the books.
Oh, you know, I'm old. I forgot.
Yeah, and then the other ones, I guess I just like... I guess it's all up here in my brain. But and online reading scripts. Hence why I just read the script for When Harry Met Sally. But
cool.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah. Did Jessica need to buy books? She had to buy plays.
Jessica bought a lot of plays, actually, and your sister's downsizing her books at home. She actually is getting rid of a few directing type things, but she has lots of it.
She's got a lot of
stuff.
She
had to buy plays. She did buy an anatomy coloring book we no longer have for some...
I thought that was for high school.
No, that wasn't for high school. Book. That was freshman year.
She didn't take anatomy in high school?
What?
I never took anatomy in high school.
No, she didn't.
No, but that's like the go-to, like, I'm a senior in high school and I'm going to take like a BS science course. Memorize the body.
No, that was not what she did. And she has a story about science courses and what she took, but I don't...
She took physics senior year. That's right.
Right.
Yeah.
And blames your father.
I forgot about that. Yeah, no, that's fine because you...
I hope he's listening because that's still something...
No, but I'm like a firm believer everyone should take physics. Like, that's fine.
That makes sense, especially for you, but...
I think the plan for her support system should have been different than what it was for that course.
Yes, probably. That's probably true.
Yeah.
I mean, your sister also always knew her strong suits, and maybe we didn't listen enough to what she, you know.
It's like, is it like eating? Because, you know, like a kid, like, will sometimes be like, I don't want to eat that. Like, not realizing that, like, you know, they're, or like the kid kind of feels like they're allergic to it.
Your sister's a good example of that because she had allergies that, in a sense, she was telling us about before we realized that they were allergies. Because, again, for people who have no idea, if anybody is listening to us, Jessica's allergic to a lot of fruits.
A lot of fruits. All tree fruits.
Tree fruits. Yeah.
And because used to be eggs.
She used to be eggs. She outgrew eggs.
No, that's interesting to me because, like, a kid doesn't know how to describe...
What's going on
in their body. So they'll just, like, communicate it as, I don't like those.
Right.
You know, because they'll just associate the object with the experience of being sick or being
and even
XYZ.
Though her allergy is, it was never life-threatening. Like, her throat didn't close up, although she does carry an EpiPen now because things can change. But,
it's a good thing to have no matter what.
But it's more like...
Even for somebody else, it's a good thing for her to have.
Exactly. It's more, it was an uncomfortable allergy, so you just don't... Right. So as a parent, you don't know. Like, are they just, you know... And when the kid just says, I don't want that, you know. Mm-hmm. And a lot of times, and again, with people who have, like, dairy issues and stuff I don't want to eat that because it's bothering their stomach, but you don't realize, you know, that that's what it is.
Yeah, allergies are scary.
Boring.
I don't have any. Thanks, Mom. I don't have anything else to talk about.
I know, it's been a long week and it's been hot. It's very cool here in the studio.
Yeah, it is. Well, that's because we got the air conditioning to protect the vinyl, he says in air quotes. I mean, that is the reason.
There's a lot of vinyl,
and like it can melt. Is a thing that can happen. I accidentally melted some crayons yesterday because our craft room had boxes of crayons like lying out and it was super hot and the windows were open and the crayons were in the sunlight and they melted. Yeah. Sad.
So,
yeah.
Was everybody impressed with the move-in process yesterday? I thought you seemed done fairly early.
It went smoothly from what I could tell.
As I said to you earlier, the Instagram Insta stories for Tufts were really cool, and it looked like it was going smooth.
That's a curated image, but
I mean, as a parent who's been through this many times, it was I thought a fairly good representation of lots of people going up and down stairs with stuff, and parents making beds. And
it is really difficult moving 1,600 people into a small space like Tufts in. So 8 to 9, 9 to 10, 10 to 11, 11 to 12 in 4 hours.
Right. And it was done for the most part, right?
Yeah, I would say for the most part it was done. We really, having waters on hand was a great idea. We almost had someone faint.
With Jessica and I drove by somebody who was being treated by Medford Fire Department for fainting or something yesterday. None of the dorms have elevators here, right? They're all old buildings.
One of them does, but it was broken.
Oh, that's a sad story.
So bad.
I mean, your sister's freshman dorm not only did it not have an elevator, but her sophomore and junior year, she had elevators. But her freshman dorm in New York, she was on the third floor, I believe, too, and it was a really narrow staircase, and parents literally couldn't go up and down at the same time, and it was hot and rainy. In New York.
I'd rather hot and rainy than hot and sunny.
Yeah. Well, the sun came out after the rain, so everything was muddy and steamy.
Yeah. I'm very happy. We had a cop yesterday. We had a couple cops yesterday.
Shout out to the Tufts Police.
Yeah, TPD is great. Can't wait to make my many calls to them this semester. But they were directing cars, so we didn't need to play the bad guy.
Right.
And the way that they were doing it was separating it out so that every floor had to, and no matter what floor you were going to, you had to walk about the same amount, which was great. It was a little frustrating for people who were like on the second or third floor, because we've got a landing that goes straight to our second floor, but they were saving that landing for people who were moving into the fourth and fifth floor.
Right.
So that they didn't need to walk up four flights of stairs.
Which makes
but
sense.
But made the people who were moving in onto the second and third floor have to walk up, you know, two flights of stairs, which was not fun for them. But it worked really well. And again, we didn't need to be the one to tell them not to do it, which is great.
Yeah.
Yeah. We just got to hang out. We also actually got help with this move-in. And you thought the allergy thing was boring. I think none of the dear readers at home are interested in hearing about the logistics of move-in.
Well, then I think you should go right to another song.
We had the Tufts Academic Resource Center tutors helping move stuff in.
Wow.
And so, like, any group that's on campus early has to help with move-in for orientation is the quid pro quo with moving in early, right? Ah. Is Tufts is like, oh, if you're an organization that's coming back onto campus early, you need to help with move-in.
That's kind of
like moving people's stuff, which is great. Some of the organizations
kind of blackmail, but I mean,
it's incentivized, right? But some of the organizations, obviously, you're not going to have people that are as, you know, responsible. But we just lucked out and got all of the tutors, so all of them showed up, and there were like 50 of them. So we didn't do anything.
Wow.
We just sat down and checked people in, handed people keys. It was awesome. All right, we'll do more music. We'll do more music, and we'll come up with an interesting thing to say
when
we get back, folks. Here's a song. And hold on, my Spotify is being dumb. And
my knees and I wobbled in my walk and I'm trembling. That's right, you got me shaking. When you take me in your arms to talk romance, my heart starts doing that Saint Rita dance and I'm dancing. Yeah. Oh, and I'm shaking. Early in the morning time, late in the middle of the night, whenever this chill comes over. Shaking. Oh, I'm jumping. That's right, you got me shaking.
the line to meet the teacher, Miss Kathleen. First was Kevin, then came Lucy, third in line was me. All of us were ordinary compared to Cynthia Rose. She always stood at the back of the line, a smile beneath her nose. Her favorite number was 20, and every single day. If you ask me what you had for breakfast, this is what she'd say. Starfish and coffee, maple syrup and jam, butterscotch clouds and a tangerine, a side order of ham. If you set your mind free, baby, maybe you understand. Starfish and coffee, maple syrup and jam. Cynthia wore the prettiest dress with different color socks. Sometimes I wonder if the mates were in her lunchbox. Me and Lucy opened it when Cynthia won the round. Lucy cried, almost died. You know what we found.
Starfish and coffee, maple syrup and jam, butterscotch clouds, tangerine, and a side order of ham. If you set your mind free, baby, maybe you'd understand. Starfish and coffee, maple syrup and jam. Oh.
A happy face, just like the one she draws on every wall, every school. But it's alright, it's for worthy cause. Gonson, I keep saying starfish and coffee, maple syrup and jam, butterscotch clouds, tangerine, side order of ham. If you set your mind free, baby, maybe you understand. Starfish and coffee,
that was Prince with Starfish and Coffee. Before that was Jack White with I'm Shaken off the album Blunderbuss. Great album. You have a message for us, Mom?
I do. If you're under the influence of anything, never think about getting behind the wheel of a car and driving. People die that way. A public service message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. Don't drink and drive.
I love that. I love the message.
Love the message, too.
First of all. It's so funny because it's the voice that you read books to me in as a kid.
Really?
It's so funny, Mom.
Okay.
Yeah. Chris said that, I think last time you were on, Chris said that. He was like, that's such a reading to children voice.
Oh.
You just taught so many children not to drink and drive. All of the many children.
Should we all be in a little
program.
Circle on the floor?
On the floor. I had my kids circle up yesterday.
Did you say?
It's fabulous.
Did you say what?
I was like, take a seat, everybody.
Crisscross applesauce, isn't
I did
that
not
what?
Not say crisscross.
Mrs. Hambrick would have said.
Yeah, because she was PC before it was cool, man. She never said Indian style.
No.
I don't think I knew any teacher who said that.
She was cool. Zachary's kindergarten teacher and Jessica's kindergarten teacher, 5 years apart.
How? I don't know. I don't want to ask how old was she. Because that sounds like...
yeah,
but she always struck me as very young when I was a kid.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
She was, yeah. I mean, she's older than I am.
Perceptions.
It's not my...
Perceptions when you're a kid are very interesting to me.
That is interesting that she struck you as young even though you were a child. Young. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean...
I don't know. I had something. What was it? It was BuzzFeed. I went on BuzzFeed to try to find something to talk about. Hold on. Then I was scrolling through Facebook. No. Was
Buzz
I talking
feed.
About? Yeah, I usually go to BuzzFeed for like ideas on like what to talk about. I had a topic.
I'm sorry.
Something about me.
You need to write notes.
No, it was something about me and like what you thought of me.
Maine?
No, me.
You? Like me. You're my son.
Oh, no. You know what it was? Is I was talking to my GRD yesterday about Justin Timberlake, because she's a big Justin Timberlake fan, and we were listening to Justin Timberlake.
Did you say you went to a JT concert?
I did. I mentioned that I went to a JT concert, and she was talking about how much she loves Justin Timberlake, and then I was mentioning how I loved Justin Timberlake and Jessica Biel's marriage, and I'm like, I feel like it's like...
solid.
Like a very like well-adjusted celebrity marriage as opposed to most others. And she's like, oh, I feel like it's on the rocks. And I'm like, I don't know. Like,
that's interesting.
Like, you always get a vibe. It's like you got a vibe from Ben and
Jennifer,
like before them.
Poor
right?
Ben's in rehab again.
What?
Ben's in rehab.
Ben Affleck's in rehab?
Again.
What?
Jennifer drove him too last week.
I didn't know this.
Well, you've been busy.
I didn't even know it happened the first time.
I think this might be his third stint in rehab.
What?
Yeah.
God, the more I learn about Ben Affleck, the more I'm just like, wow, he really does put up a facade.
Yeah, well,
you know
alcoholism's a disease.
Yeah, no, it is. And like I'm sympathetic towards that,
yeah,
obviously.
Yeah, no, as well, but, we should all be.
But, you know, man, like, he seems so, especially like early on in his career, like, he seems so put together. And, like, Argo is such a good movie.
It's an awesome movie.
Argo is a fantastic movie. Like, he deserved that. It was the Best Director win.
Yeah.
No, it was a Best Picture win. And I think it might have won for Best Director, too.
I honestly can't remember already, but it was
also kind of a weirdly forgotten movie at this point. Like, no one really talks about Argo.
People should see it.
Yeah, yeah. I think everyone should see it. It's very interesting. But, like, I don't hear anyone, like, talking about, like, how...
There's just been so much since.
Like,
that's all.
You gotta see Argo. Like, no one says that, which is kind of weird. But, like, it is... It holds up really well, I think. I don't know. I haven't watched it since... When did it come out? Like, 2012? 2011? Let's Google Argo! Oh, wait. Hold on. Okay.
Oh, dead silence.
That's just a question. Yeah, sorry. I have to deal with... I'm... There's a lot going on right now.
Yeah, there's a lot going on.
The fact that I even have...
a minute to come over to the radio station?
Yeah, the fact that I even have this free hour is a little
surprised.
Ridiculous to me. Yeah. I genuinely did not know. 2012.
The only reason you asked me
Argo's
so that I bring you stuff.
Cold meds?
The cold meds.
No, that's not the
emergency.
Only reason. That's not the only reason I asked you. I like having guests.
Thanks.
And I like having my mother as a guest.
Oh, you're sweet.
It's fun.
And I brought emergency.
Yes.
And DayQuil or whatever it is. I already forgot which one I bought, but anyways.
I think it was DayQuil. And emergency.
Oh, now you're yawning into the mic.
I'm tired. It was really hot last night. I didn't sleep
well. I'm sure it was really hot.
It was bad. Okay. I wish I had more topics. This is... Think of something to think about. Talk about. Yeah.
What's the first day of classes?
Tuesday.
What's your first class on your first day of classes?
Math modeling. Right down the street here. Yeah. I'll learn some math modeling. No, that's a boring subject. All right.
Okay.
We're going to do BuzzFeed quiz. Here we go. I've had this one stashed away. This is build a school lunch and we'll give you a teen movie to watch. Here we go. Mom, choose a main course. Sushi rolls. What school lunch has sushi?
Yeah, I don't know.
Sushi rolls, cornflake crust, PB&J sandwich, chicken salad, caprese panini, lettuce wraps, and turkey sandwich.
Am I picking what I like or what I think a...
You're choosing a main course for your school lunch.
The caprese salad.
That's exactly... It's a panini.
Panini.
Caprese panini. But, like, I understand. That's exactly what I would have chosen as well. Choose a side. Salad, hummus, veggies, fruit, apple, or baked chips.
I love a baked chip.
So far our answers have been the same for the first two. Pick a treat. Oh, I love how they call it a treat. Granola bar, cookie, pretzels, brownie, string cheese, and yogurt.
Well, I like all those, but again, actually, I don't like string cheese as much as some people in our family.
I don't like string cheese.
Yeah.
I don't really get the whole string cheese thing.
Your father, I think, loves it, and I think maybe your sister loves it.
Of course,
I'm going to pick cookie.
Yeah, yeah. So in general, I'm like, I don't think I need to eat any extra cheese.
No, nobody does.
Like, I'd rather have a cookie. I feel like a cookie is like, at least that's like sugar.
Right.
I don't know. I generally don't know.
People should watch their dairy intake.
Yeah, I'm not a nutritionist. Choose something to drink. Water, a Capri Sun, milk, Gatorade, a LaCroix. What school lunch has a LaCroix? And soda.
Well, not soda.
Yeah, not soda.
Soda. I mean, the big thing in our house was always Capri Suns at lunch.
Capri Suns, yeah. I'd say that or a Gatorade or a water. Yeah. I don't want milk. I don't like milk, really. All right, we're going to go with a Capri Sun. And what will you freshen up with? That's like a weird thing.
That is weird.
Altoids, gum, Lifesavers, Tic Tacs, or Starlight Mints, or nothing.
What is that?
I don't know. It's just like a peppermint?
Well, yeah. Hmm. So out of those two, it's going to be the Tic Tacs or Altoids.
Okay. Choose.
Let's say Tic Tacs.
I hate white Tic Tacs.
I'm sorry.
Finally, choose something to pack it in. Oh, it's like a brown paper bag and like some other lunch boxes. Pick your lunch
box. Pick a lunch box. The one in the corner or bottom.
But left?
Yep.
Yeah, I would choose that too. You should watch Alex Strangelove, says BuzzFeed. I don't know what that is.
I don't know. Never heard of that.
Yeah. I was hoping I would get Heather's. None of these were super, like... None of those questions were super pointed. You know, usually like a BuzzFeed quiz will have like very pointed questions. Yeah. Like, what superhero would you be? It's like, do you like spiders? You know, like stuff like that.
I gave away your Spider-Man sheets this week.
Oh, to whom?
To somebody who likes Spider-Man.
I had some twin XL Spider-Man sheets.
Yeah, believe it or not, you can
leaders.
Get twin size. I mean,
twin XL size.
Yeah. Spider-Man.
Yeah, I would imagine. All right, we're going to play one more song, and then we're going to talk a little bit, and then we're going to play another song and leave.
Sounds good.
Sounds good? Yay! This is me stalling.
Okay.
That was Indestructible by the Fratellis, their new album. I think it's called In Your Own Sweet Time. Do you have any final things to say, Mom?
I don't.
Do you have any advice?
I hope you have a good semester.
Oh, thanks, Mom.
I hope everybody at Tufts has a good semester.
That's super sweet. As if Tufts people are listening to this.
No, no, it's really...
Half these kids don't even know the name of the station. Yeah. I'm gonna promote it, though.
I was going to ask if you were going to talk to any of your residents about the
Any
station.
Of my kids? I might. Who knows? None of them have asked me yet if they... Like
well,
any extracurriculars,
I mean, again, they've
I
only
do.
Been here for
we'll see.
Well,
yeah, no,
24
they're,
hours.
They're still confused about how to shower, right?
Yeah,
they
right.
don't really understand
I
how.
Mean, some of these
like,
kids,
can I walk down the hall in a towel? Yes, you can.
Right. Some of them it might be their first time being away from home.
Yeah,
it's
very I'd say
possible.
Most of them. I mean, I've got a few private school kids, but I think most of them are you know
right.
like boarding school kids. That's right. always. Did you ever consider sending me to boarding school?
No.
No? Never?
No. No.
If we had the
nope.
money, would you have
no,
considered it?
No. I mean, even if we had the money, we wouldn't have. We still believed in the public schools. So
I'm with that.
So I don't believe
there are no public boarding schools out there.
So and do I believe in you living away? And I this don't mean any offense to this because we do have a family friend that. Has sent their child to boarding school. I doubt they're listening, but I mean, no offense, but I would never want you to live away from me while in high school.
Yeah, no, that makes sense.
You know,
I was against that. I've had arguments with friends about that before who have really wanted, who have been like, no, I'm going to send my kids to boarding school. I'm like, no, that's okay.
Yeah, I couldn't do it.
Yeah.
But I mean, you know, I couldn't do it. I, you
yeah.
know, yeah.
Well, I'm glad you didn't.
I'm glad I didn't too.
Yeah. And now I'm here.
Yes, you are.
Thanks for being on the show today, Mom. That was very sweet of you to come on.
Thank you for having me,
Very nice
Zachary.
To have you. We're going to end with an Astro Hour classic, and then we're going to switch it over. Thank you for listening. You've been listening to the Astro Hour on 91.5 WMFO in Medford. I've been Zach Going, and this has been my mom.
Lisa
Stay
Dolan.
Tuned for some more pretty sweet radio. Bye-bye.